This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Diwas was commemorated by the Central Bureau of Communication, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, who hosted a Silver Jubilee program at Raj Bhavan, Shillong yesterday. Meghalaya Governor Phagu Chauhan highlighted the heroism of Captain Keshin Clifford Nongrum, who was posthumously honoured with the Mahavir Chakra for his outstanding sacrifice during the Kargil War. Lieutenant General Sanjay Malik, GOC 101 area, highlighted the bravery of the Indian Army and Armed Forces during the war, emphasising that their courage was crucial to the victory. The NCC Group Headquarters, Shillong, in collaboration with St. Anthony's College, also held a commemorative function to observe the Kargil Victory Day at the college campus. Arunachal Pradesh celebrated the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Diwas yesterday with a series of events honouring the Indian Armed Forces victory. Tawang Deputy Commissioner Kanki Darang and Brigadier V.S. Rajput, Commander of the Tawang Brigade, paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying wreaths at the Tawang War Memorial. Brigadier Rajput expressed gratitude to the local community and emphasised the importance of civil-military relations. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday said that the state government is bridging the gap between demand and supply for overseas job placements by connecting the youth with trusted agencies. The Chief Minister was addressing the youth at a job fair for overseas placements held at the District Auditorium in Tura West Garo Hills. He said that the government will fund their training up to 50,000 rupees, support them in their journey to secure jobs overseas and facilitate their visas and other necessary paperwork. The Meghalaya Skill Development Society and the Department of Labour, Employment and Skill Development have been entrusted with the task of identifying the right agencies for skill training, language learning and job placement. The Moidams of Assam has received the prestigious 43rd UNESCO World Heritage Site tag in the cultural category. Nearly 700 years old Moidams are hollow vaults of brick stone and contain the remains of kings and royals. The inclusion of Moidams was decided unanimously by the World Heritage Committee meeting held in New Delhi. Moidams is the first cultural site and the third overall site from the Northeast to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. Announcing its inclusion, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Chikawad said that this is a great achievement for the Northeast and Assam. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister in charge of home, Preston Tinsong, has criticized pressure groups for taking law into their hands and preventing tourist vehicles from entering Sora and Dauki yesterday. Police later arrested 10 HNYF members for their alleged involvement in preventing the entry of Assam-registered tourist vehicles. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Tinsong said that if the pressure groups have any grievances, they should come to the government. Prominent tourism associations of Meghalaya met and condemned the action of stopping tourist vehicles coming from outside and demanded action from the government in this regard. Meghalaya Power Minister Abu Taher Mondal yesterday conducted a high-level inspection to oversee the progress of works under dam rehabilitation and improvement projects at Umyam Bridge. The minister expressed hope that the bridge would be fully open by the end of the month and added that the high power meeting would meet on Monday to finalise the opening date. Mr. Mondal emphasised the importance of completing the remaining works expeditiously to ensure the safety and longevity of the dam. The Directorate of Commerce and Industries Meghalaya yesterday hosted an advocacy programme and interactive session on enforcing the Competition Act 2002 in collaboration with the Competition Commission of India Advocacy. Addressing the event, Commissioner and Secretary of Commerce and Industry Praveen Bakshi said that the aim of the program was to familiarize participants with the Competition Commission of India's functions. The Competition Act 2002 establishes a commission to prevent anti-competitive practices, promote and sustain market competition, protect consumer interest and ensure freedom of trade. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.